Usually when I see the next theme, I start kind of immediately thinking, do I have anything that'll fit that theme? For the longest time, I didn't think I had anything that would go along with this theme. The other thing that I usually do is it gives me kind of a jumping off point, and then I try to integrate the theme, usually at the end of the story. So I thought I would try something different here, is that I would actually try and use the theme in the story as much as possible, and that maybe we could all take shots every time I use the theme. But since we're at Linnea's, I guess the strongest thing we can get here is maybe espresso. But, you know, we could do shots of espresso and see how the night goes on. One of the problems I had with Caught in the Middle was I pictured it that I would be in the middle of two people with difference of opinion, and those two people would want me to be the deciding voice. And I just couldn't think of any time where two people at the same time would value my opinion enough to get me involved in their issues. And then I started thinking, well, being caught in the middle could be myself caught in the middle, and I do value my opinion, so maybe I could work from there. One of the issues that comes up for me has to do with love, and not the act of, but using the word. And to understand this, you would have to understand the type of family I came from. And my family was not the hugging, emotional, I love you type family. When I decided to move from Maryland to San Francisco, that was the first time that I was actually going to be really away from home. And the day I left, I standing in my parents' living room, and I'm expecting some type of reaction from them. And I'm going, well, you know, get ready to leave. Going to San Francisco, may not be back for a while. And my father just laid back in his recliner. Okay, well, we'll see you. You know, and the television's still playing. And I just walk out of the house. Now, another thing you have to think about or know about my family is their method of communication. And as an example, after all the kids have left home, and my parents are with themselves now, we find out that all those years that my mother has made Christmas dinner wasn't really her favorite activity. So one year, she decides to skip all the turkey and dressing and make split pea soup. And her justification for this is because one of my sisters is coming down to spend Christmas with them, and she loves split pea soup, which is not true. So my father calls my oldest sister and says, could you tell your mother not to make split pea soup and that I really want turkey? But don't tell her that I told you. Now, my parents are alone in the house. They've got no one else to talk to. But their method of communication is to go to somebody else and have them tell them the story. Now, coming back to the love part. My wife's family is completely different from mine. They're a very hugging, very connected family. They're always calling each other on the phone. They're always wanting to spend time with them. The issue comes between my wife and myself is that to say I love you is very easy for her to say because she's used to it. And it gets to a point sometimes for me that it gets a little annoying. And she expects me to say, I love you back. But for me, it's a hard thing for me to say. And it's become a very important word for me. It means a lot, and I don't want to use it like some people would say hello. You know, my wife could walk into the room, "I love you, Steve." "Yeah, okay." "I'm in the bathroom." "Love you, Steve." "Okay." So I'm just caught in the middle of wanting to give her what she wants, but being stubborn that I just can't say it like it doesn't mean anything. It has to mean something. I have no problem saying it to my son or daughter. It just seems to come natural with them. We just see that it's a different relationship. Things have begun to change for me, though. I am trying to make this transition where I can give that to her, not as often as she would like it, but it still has to mean something to me. So going back to my family's communication, I get a call last week from one of my sisters. She is calling me to tell me some story, and I'm about ready to tell her, "Well, I'm kind of busy right now. Can I call you back?" But the first thing she says, "Well, I wanted to tell you I've lost my job." And so I said, "Well, I guess I need to stay on the phone for this." And she tells me that the job that she's had for 7 years, she's lost. "Oh, and also our mother's in the hospital." "Okay, why she's in the hospital?" "Oh, they're not sure yet. She had an elevated sugar level. They think there might be something wrong with her heart, but they're not sure. Your other sister is with her." So I said, okay, and we had a conversation because I didn't want to get off the phone because I thought she needed some support because of losing her job. So day goes on after that, and in the evening, I get a phone call from my father, who has never called me. And at this point in his life, we're not even sure he remembers how to use the phone, but so I'm surprised that he's called me. And he says, "SJ," and my mom and my dad calls me SJ because I'm Stephen Joseph Olson III. So they call me SJ. "Your mother's passed away." And I'm saying, "Well, what's going on? What's happening?" And he says, "Well, I'm not sure. Your sister's gone back to the hospital, but I don't know why she's gone back to the hospital." So I try to understand what's going on, what's happened, and he starts talking about how lonely he's going to be and that there's no one around to take care of him now. And I'm reminding him that, well, you do have daughters that are there. And he asked me to call one of my sisters, and I call her and get her to call him so that he has somebody to talk to. Finally, my other sister comes back from the hospital. I finally get a hold of her. And we start to talk about what had happened. And she says that, you know, I was with mom. And I said, okay, well, I'm going home for the day. I'll see you in the morning. And before she could get on the elevator, the nurse has run out and told her that mom has passed away. And my sister is feeling guilty because she waited too long to take my mom to the hospital when my mom wanted to go, but my mom has been going to the hospital on several occasions and never had found anything wrong with her. So my sister kind of played it down a little bit, so she's feeling very guilty about this. And as we're ending our conversation, my sister says, "I love you." And it was an automatic reaction for me to tell her I loved her. And as my sister starts to talk about what's going to happen next, I say to her, I said, "You know, I think this is the first time both of us have told each other that we loved each other." And she paused for a moment. She says, "Yes, you're right. And it's been a long time coming, but maybe it's something we need to do." So out of this tragic event, out of this loss, we seem to be going through a transition where now at least my sisters and I can say I love you. And it's still, when I say it to my wife, it's still going to have to mean something. I'm not going to say it while she's in the bathroom. But I do feel that a transition has happened, and in that it's going to be easier for me to say it now. Thank you.